All right, hey folks, we have a great guest here. In fact, I expect him. We had a conversation a couple weeks ago in preparation for this show. His name is Patrick Nowakowski, and right after I started the conversation with him, I said, "Oh my gosh, he can be on the show twice." And so he's going to be on today. He's going to be on in about a month because I think he has so much to say. Let's bring him on right now to talk about, in particular, his book called 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. Patrick Nowakowski, welcome to Faith in Sport.
Gentlemen, good to be with you.
This is great, Patrick. Now, you are an award-winning Catholic journalist, and I know you've worked in journalism and getting the word on our faith in a lot of different ways. But one of the things you did a few years ago was, or a couple of years ago, I should say, is you wrote the book 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. Tell me the exact date that this book was released, Patrick.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was released October 1st of this year. The book was supposed to be released in time for John Paul's 100th birthday, was last May. I finished writing the book around January, and our Sunday visitor was trying to rush it to get it out in time for the 100th birthday in May. But because of COVID, the whole publishing process kind of got thrown into a loop. And they held it back until October 1st, which, interestingly, I met John Paul II 5 times.
Yes.
And October 1st just happens to be the feast day of St. Therese.
Right.
Just
right.
Happens to be the 23rd anniversary of my first meeting with John Paul II.
Let's hear about it.
Like they say with God, there's no coincidences, right?
That's right. Let's hear about, briefly, those five. How'd you have 5 meetings with the Pope?
Yeah, well, the hand of God and the intervention of St. Therese, as a matter of fact. So in 1997, I was a young journalist. I was working for the Marian Fathers, who run the National Shrine of Divine Mercy, and they have a magazine called Marian Helper.
Okay.
I was brand new, had been with the Marians for just a couple of months, and they were having their annual Christmas raffle.
Sure.
So I bought a few tickets. I think I spent $5 and got 5 tickets. And the grand prize was from their travel agent. It was a trip for two to Rome. And this is back in the days before people booked their own travel online.
Yeah.
So they pulled the winning ticket. It just happened to be the new kid, me. long story short, I called the travel agent. I said, "I have no desire to go to Cancun and sit on a beach. Can I swap that out for a trip to Rome?"
There you go.
They said yes. And my boss found out. Now, the Marians, they're a Polish order, priests and brothers, going back many, many years with John Paul II to the time when he was teaching at the Catholic University of Lublin in Poland before he was even a bishop.
Sure.
So deep ties to John Paul. So my boss found out I was going to Rome. He said, "Hey, you might as well stay at our house in Rome. And by the way, would you like to meet the Pope?" I just dropped the mic and said, "Do you need to ask? Just, if there's a list, please put me on it."
Yes.
So I got put on the list, and John Paul had a private mass every morning. If you were a priest or a bishop and you were in Rome, you could request to concelebrate with John Paul in his private chapel. Holds about 35 people. And if there was a seat left over and you're a lay person, they'll call you the night before and say, "You're in."
And if you're Polish, Patrick, it helps probably a little bit.
It helps a lot to have the Polish name, right? So I had, and here's the thing. So St. Therese had gone to Rome as a young girl. She met the Pope. She begged the Pope to let her become a nun, even though she was very young.
That's right.
So I'm in Rome. I'm very young, not that young. And I'm asking for St. Therese's intercession day after day after day, and the call didn't come to meet the Pope. And I'm going, "What's going on?" So long story short, and I keep saying that, but on September 30th, 1997, that's the day that the call came that said, "Hey, Patrick, you get to meet John Paul II. The day after that was the morning of the 1st. I got to meet the Holy Father. It was on St. Therese's feast day. But here's the great punchline. Not only did I meet him on her feast day, but the day the prayer was answered, September 30th, 1997, was 100 years to the day that she died.
Wow.
How about that?
Yeah, that's neat. Folks, we're talking to Patrick Nowakowski, award-winning Catholic journalist. He's currently, serves as the executive director of the Warrenton Pregnancy Center in Virginia, but he's joining us primarily to talk about his book, his new book. It's actually been out for about a year. 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. And one of those chapters, Patrick, is about sport. And how was John Paul II formed by sport? Take us down that road.
Yeah, well, John Paul's father was a military man. They were outdoors people.
Yep.
And when he was a kid, he would play soccer in the town of Wadowice, Poland, with the young kids. And typically, it was the Jewish kids against the Catholic kids. But quite often, the Jewish kids would be a little shorthanded, so he'd play goalie for them. And so it was formative for him in a lot of ways. One, because he got sort of integrated with the Polish people at a very young age. And for two, it really developed a love of sports, of how sports can be integrated into your life.
Yep.
And as, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, and as he became a priest, he continued his love of sports. So as a young priest, he enjoyed hiking and kayaking with young people and taking them out into nature and integrating the lessons of sports, nature, with our faith. And he loved skiing. I think skiing and hiking were his great passion. He loved the mountains.
Yeah.
That, I think he found that praying in front of the Blessed Sacrament and praying in the mountains, there was a lot of synergy there because he experienced God in a profound way in both places. But even as Pope, he would go skiing and hiking on his vacations. And this is a neat thing. More than 100 times during his almost 26 years as Pope, he would sneak out of the Vatican and go skiing with his inner circle of priests. He would duck down in the back of the car, and they would drive past the Swiss guards. Now, this is a cute story. One time he was out skiing in the mountains in Italy, and this young boy, 6, 7 years old, looks at him and says to his mom, "Hey, Mom, that's the Pope." And she goes, "Nah,
yeah, that's right.
Be.
No way."
Well, guess what? They had him out of there in a heartbeat because they didn't want his cover to be blown.
Absolutely.
But funny story. He was a man of the people that way.
No, no doubt. In fact, you know, one of the things I've talked about on this show before, Patrick, is he has given us so many talks to athletes. They are all posted. Virtually everyone is posted on the internet. But also, he is known for great quotes about sport and about how he has basically connected the world of sport to our faith. And unbeknownst to so many people, that these quotes have been actually going on for a good 50 or 60, maybe even 70 or 80 years prior to John Paul II becoming Pope. But he was the one who fully embraced it. And the one thing that made him kind of special to all athletes was that he related to them in a way that no other Pope related to them. He was an active person himself. In fact, isn't it safe to say that he was fairly active up until his Parkinson's really took full control over his body a couple of years before his death?
Yeah, no question. He fell and he broke his femur about 10 years before he died. And that began a progression of his body kind of giving out on him.
Yeah.
You know, at the end, his mind was still sharp as a tack. His body just failed. And he was active up until, well into his 60s as Pope, really even getting out on the hiking trails and skiing. That fall that broke, it was either his hip or his leg, I can't remember. One place I read said it was his hip, but I think it was just he broke his leg when he fell inside the Vatican. But you're right, what he said about sports. Can I give you a couple of quotes? Because I've got them right here out of my book.
Do it. In fact, folks, you're listening to Faith in Sport. We're talking to Patrick Nowakowski. He's an award-winning Catholic journalist, and he is the author of the book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World. Go ahead, Patrick. Give us a couple quotes that you probably find special.
Yeah. He said, "Playing sports has become very important today since it can encourage young people to develop important values such as loyalty, perseverance, friendship, and sharing and solidarity."
Yep.
And he said this at the Jubilee of Sports Mass in 2000.
Yeah.
And he continued saying, "Sports, in fact, can make an effective combination peaceful understanding between peoples, and to establishing the new civilization of love." Very, very powerful.
Oh, very powerful. No, he's a theologian and a pastor all in one, and He just does a great job of mixing that language of theology and philosophy with sport, and that's why his quotes are so great. You have another one, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, his last visit to the United States was in January of 1999. He went to St. Louis, and I'll never forget the day because I really wanted to go, but I just couldn't make it. But they gave him a hockey stick and I think a St. Louis Blues jersey, and he held up the hockey stick, and it was really cool. While he was making his point, he's kind of pointing this hockey stick at the crowd. Yeah. He says, today this impressive stadium has become another kind of training ground, not for hockey or soccer or basketball, but for training that will help you to live your faith in Jesus more decisively.
Yep.
This is training in devotion that St. Paul's referring to, the training that makes it possible for you to give yourselves without reservation to the Lord and to the work that he calls you to do.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Patrick, what is the name of the chapter in this book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World?
It is, as a matter of fact, each of these 100 ways is very short, and it's typically one page, so it's just number 42 of 100, John Paul's teaching on sports.
Got it. Thank you for doing that, brother, because I'm sure that people... To this day, right? He was just canonized a couple years ago, but he is still relevant. Yeah. And you probably know this. I think we talked about this in our conversation in preparation for this interview a couple weeks ago. But literally, he is the sole reason that I am doing this show. When I had the idea for this show, what propelled me to do it was somebody had told me about the Office of Church and Sport that our great former Pope had created. And I love the very first sentence of this Office of the Laity on the Vatican website, in which it states, the Vatican, the Holy See, wants to fully recognize, and I'm paraphrasing, but it wants to fully recognize the importance of sport in our culture. And one of the things that JP2 did, as much as anything in his papacy, is he said, embrace media and embrace contemporary culture, but use it as means to get closer to our Lord. And that's why he was so great with sport, because sport is ubiquitous, right? It's everywhere. It's always there. And he was a lover of it. And again, I think that's why he was so special to athletes.
Yeah. And he really related to St. Paul. St. Paul used sports analogies like crazy all through his writings. And that's one of the ways they identify, you know, if there was a letter from St. Paul that wasn't necessarily attributed to him, the scholars go, this had to be written by Paul because it just fits with all the other ones. And, run the race to the finish, fight the good fight.
That's
this is all St. Paul. John Paul drew from that, especially when he talked to young people, because, you know, if you look at the grand scheme of things, young people are the ones who are really actively involved in sports, more than older folks like me. But he really understood that this is a way to convey the teachings of the faith, the truths of the faith, to people that may not know or live it in their everyday lives. Can I give one more example?
Go ahead.
All right. So I'm a marathon runner. I've run the Rome Marathon twice.
Awesome.
And the New York City Marathon twice.
Outstanding.
And John Paul II said this in his Angelus address in 2000. He spoke to those running the Rome Marathon. They were gathered under the window. He says, life can be compared into a unique marathon in which we're all called to run, each in his own way and at his own pace. A common goal awaits us, however, and it is the encounter with Christ. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
I can so relate to that.
Oh, yeah. And that was his way, in a way, of like modernizing St. Paul's comments, because he uses wrestling. How many different sports does St. Paul use? I want to say wrestling, running, fighting, or some type of combating.
At least those three.
Yeah, and he does it on several occasions. And of course, they're all metaphors or they're just analogies for the everyday person to understand, because sport, even back then, competition back then, was a part of culture. It's way different than it is now, but it was still a part of culture. And again, JP2 was, I thought he was special for a lot of reasons, but one of the ways is that he appealed to athletes and secular people that were non-religious, but athletes, because he addressed athletes of different sports all the time. And you can bet a lot of those people never heard the words before or since then. And who knows how many people he converted through the analogy of sport and to relating to them as athletes. That was the first time in so many ways that those people were spoken to. And boy, that's one of the things that we would all like to know, and we'll never find out until we're in heaven, is how many people did he help convert just through sport alone?
Yeah, absolutely.
Outstanding. So listen, Patrick, this is great because we're not going to put a period on this conversation. We're just going to put a comma on this, and you're going to join us again in a couple weeks, and we can continue this conversation. And Patrick, if you're really good on that one, we'll promise you a third one. How's that?
John, I appreciate that.
Listen, folks, we're talking to Patrick Nowakowski. He is an award-winning Catholic journalist. He's the executive director of the Warrenton Pregnancy Center in Virginia. But he's joined us, as you've heard, to discuss his book, 100 Ways John Paul II Changed the World, and just in general, how JP2 has kind of shaped our thinking about our Lord through sport. Now, before we go and before we sign off, where can folks find your book, Patrick?
Yeah, they can find my author page, my author website. It's booksbypatrick.com. And that should be easy to find. The book is also available at our Sunday Visitor Books. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can find good books.
There you go. In fact, so many authors just say that. Now, I hear that on Catholic programs all the time. They'll just go, just search where you would get a book. And also, you do a lot of speaking at Catholic engagements and so forth. And even though it's slow for all of us Catholic speakers, I belong to the Catholic Speakers Bureau as well. It's slow right now because of the virus, but when it starts to kind of go away and people start opening up their men's conferences and parishes and so forth for speakers, we want them to consider you. So how can they get a hold of you for a speaking engagement? Through that same site?
Same website. I also have another website called CatholicPublicist.com, but they can also find me at booksbypatrick.com.
Perfect, brother. Listen, thank you for your service and your commitment to the church, especially through this book, and I ask that our audience pray for you and your ministry, brother. And again, let's put a comment on this conversation, and you'll join us, and we look forward to having you on again in a couple weeks, Patrick.
Likewise. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you, buddy. There you go, folks. Patrick Nowakowski, the author of 100 Ways that John Paul II Changed the World, and he dedicates a couple pages in there to just how John Paul II was formed by sports and what sports meant to him in general.